Here's a Sun King Studio 92 exclusive.
Powered by Klipsch Audio.
From WTTSFM.com.
Josh Kaufman. You ever thought about trying out for a TV show?
I've given it some consideration, yeah.
Wow. That, you know, it's something to see on TV, but to hear it live in person, it just blows you away.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well, welcome. Welcome home.
Good to be home.
Did the State Fair last week. What was that like to come back home and play, you know, in front of so many Hoosiers?
Oh, it was great. I mean, it was, you know, I went into the show, you know, knowing if I made it a little ways into it, the people around here would get behind it just because I was from the area. But the support that I got, and once things kind of got going, and that I realized how much people were behind it, it was overwhelming. And to get home and to kind of have everybody come out to see that show and to see that crowd there, and just to be able to perform at home was a great experience.
Does it seem to be, I guess, less of a challenge maybe, or maybe a little more relief when you're playing a proper concert in front of a crowd versus a national television audience?
Absolutely. It's I don't normally get that nervous when I play, but like for every show on the TV show, there was all kinds of nerves just because you felt like so much was at stake, and you know you could go home, and it was all the competitiveness of it. And yeah, it's so much nicer to just kind of be playing the songs that I want to play, not having to worry about is this the right song? Are people gonna like this one enough? Like, and just to be able to kind of have fun with it.
So if people ask you, oh, you're from Indianapolis, I'm coming to Indianapolis, never been there, what would you tell them to go do and see?
Oh, man. Okay, so what would I tell them?
What do you have to do if you come to Indy?
Well,
you're now an ambassador for our city, so what would you say?
Well, of course, I mean, it depends on when you're here, because you got to do it's a good sports town, so if you're here during football season, you got to do the Colts thing. If you're here during basketball season, you got to do the Pacers thing. Of course, there's some overlap there. But that's one of the things that I really love. But then also, I think you got to get out. And this is something I've been talking to a lot of people about since I've been back, is that I think you've got to get out and get into some of the little places around here and see some of the local music, because I think that, especially since I've been here, I mean, I've been in the Indianapolis area for the better part of the last 20 years almost, and to see how that music scene has grown over that time, it's pretty amazing. I remember people complaining a long time ago that all they could ever see was cover bands, and there's actually a really good original music scene. There's a great jazz scene, some amazing jazz players that I've had the opportunity of playing with, so that's one thing I would say. Go to places like the Jazz Kitchen, go to the Chatterbox downtown for jazz. There's there's all kinds of venues that you can go to, and I think people even in the area maybe don't realize how much good music is out there.
So what's next for you? What's the next year hold in your life?
That's kind of up in the air. I know that part of winning is getting the record deal with Republic Records. So, the next thing, I just finished up with the tour for The Voice with several of the other artists, from the show. And, now it's kind of focusing on getting to recording. They want to get a single out pretty quickly. But I don't know what all it holds, and that's what's kind of exciting about it. Who knows what comes next? I just kind of view this as a starting point.
Now, what do you do with Usher from here? Do you guys stay in touch? Will you do something down the road? Have you ever thought about collaborating for a record?
Obviously, that would be great for me. Who knows? I don't know how great it would be
for
him.
No. It could be good for him.
It was a really good connection that I had with him. Like, even before the show was over, like, there were several episodes left. A guy who works really closely with him came and found me and said, hey, you know, even if you don't win, we'd love to keep working with you and keep you on our team somehow. So, I hope he stays as involved as he can. I mean, obviously, the guy is ridiculously busy. He's working on his own record right now and trying to get an album out. I actually went and did a little performance at a lunch for his nonprofit organization down in Atlanta just a couple weeks ago, and got to talk to him a little bit, and hopefully I'll stay involved with that. Nonprofit has a lot to do with education, which of course I'm interested in. So we'll see.
Well, you have represented our city so well, and we're so proud of you, and thanks for coming in today. Let's hear a few more songs from Josh Kaufman.
Yeah.